Welcome to Positive Discipline Focusing on Solutions. And today we'll be talking with Christina Marin from Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. And Christina wrote in a question and I gave her an answer and she later said that it worked. And so I said, oh, it would be so fun to share that with the people who listen to these podcasts. So Christina, could you first just tell us what your question was, what the problem was, and then what the solutions that you tried?
I sure can. When I wrote into Jane, I was having troubles. I have a 2-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy. And the 4-year-old's at the age where he thinks he wants to give up his nap, and the 2-year-old wants to do everything his big brother wants to do, so he doesn't want a nap either, but he still needs it, and he gets quite grumpy if he doesn't have his afternoon nap. So I was kind of at odds because I was having trouble figuring out how to get one child to sleep when the other one wasn't sleeping, because they always want to do the same thing, and quite often they would feed off each other. So if one of them was tired and was almost asleep or whatever, the other one kind of wake them up, and you know, they just get each other riled up. And I don't know, I was just at the end of my wits. I didn't know how to get them to just give me quiet time in the afternoon, basically, because I felt that that was what I needed, was, you know, like a half hour to an hour of just quiet time.
I think that a lot of mothers can relate to this.
Yeah, for sure. And then if I told them, you know, look, mom needs quiet time, it just seemed to like feed the fire more, like they would just get more and more riled up. And I don't know. And then the one of the neat things that Jane put in the response was that they probably are just feeling that energy of desperation, which I thought, how true is that? That's probably exactly what's happening. So, yeah.
That desperation to get rid of them for a while.
Yes, exactly.
And they fought that like crazy.
Yes, they did. They, I don't know how it, just any time that I seem to feel like, okay, mommy really needs it, they would pick up on that, and they would be like, oh, well, no, we need mommy, right? So it was like they were a little bit worried about losing mommy for that half hour to an hour or whatever.
Right. And, So what were some of the suggestions that you tried and that you found helpful?
Well, the first thing which I tried and worked, so I didn't have to try anything else, was just trying to relax a bit about it and just talk to the older boy, the 4-year-old, about it a little bit more and kind of put a stop on thinking about him as kind of one of the enemies and try to bring him on board as an ally instead. And I was kind of just started treating him like a little bit different than his brother. I would say, okay, here's the problem here. Maybe you can help me. You know, mommy wants this quiet time, but I understand you're a bit bigger than your brother and you don't want to have a nap. And you know, maybe what we could do is we could work together to get him to have a nap, and then you can do something special by yourself. So then we had to figure out what he'd want to do by himself for that half hour to an hour. And he decided that we could go and look at some Lego sets, and he wanted to do Lego for a half hour to hour, and he agreed that if we got a Lego set, he would do that by himself. And then he was more than enthusiastic about helping me get his brother to sleep. So, instead of trying to keep each other awake, he was now helping me get the other one to sleep. And the little one just seemed to go along with it. Like, he figured, oh, well, you know, my big brother's laying down and being quiet, I can do it too. And it worked really well.
So the key is, first of all, is you invited him to be a helper. And
Yes. Children
at this age just really love to be helpers. It makes them feel empowered and capable, and that teaches them to use their power in useful ways. And so that's a real key thing that a lot of parents miss. And so you also brainstormed with him on ideas of how he could help his little brother get to sleep?
Slightly, like I suggested it, and then I said, what do you think about that? And then he was kind of kept in the loop that way.
But and he really followed through and it worked.
It did, yes.
I always love hearing back that people have tried something and it works. And isn't it amazing how simple it is? And one of the things that you even said when you replied to me is that you said, I don't know why I couldn't think of such a simple solution.
Exactly.
And, you know, often we don't. It's like, this is why we need each other and why we need these suggestions. It's so easy to get caught up in the emotions of what's going wrong and just feel stuck and not know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to tell you that it was a big part for you deciding that you would try it, and it just worked. And
it
I really thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, I just think it was that whole energy shift of just relaxing a bit about it and thinking, okay, let's not think of them as enemies. Let's think of them as an ally and try and bring them on board that way. And it worked really well.
Did it also help, though, that I suggested that what you're going through is very normal and that every parent needs some time to themselves and that that's nothing to feel guilty about? It's like, how else are you going to fill your cup to have more energy to give to your children than if you can't have some for yourself?
Well, yes, exactly. And intellectually, you know, moms hear that all the time, and we intellectually know, but at the same time, there's that guilt feeling just the same. But it's something that we have to get over, I guess, it's important to take care of ourselves, too.
Well, good for you. And I think that this sharing might help a lot of other mothers realize how simple it can be just to enlist the help of their children.
Yes, I hope so.
So, Christina, thank you very much, all the way from Canada.
Yes.
And I hope to hear from you again.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
If there's anyone else who would like to share a success story of something that you have tried that was worked for you and helped your children feel more capable, please let me know at jane@positivediscipline.com.